are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, this just in. Joe Paterno has been discharged from the hospital. Apparently, he was in the hospital with all the stuff on Jerry Sandusky and his pelvis. I guess Paterno fell and hurt his pelvis. Now, I don't think he had a fracture, but he was in the hospital and just got released. We know he's been battling lung cancer. He turns 85 this week, but apparently fell. From what we understand, he's stable. He's coming home. But I got to tell you, this whole stress, I think I'm happy today because I don't have to talk about the Sandusky trial, nothing about the Sandusky. We are, though, going to talk about a little bit what's going on with Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il. I hope I'm pronouncing all that right. Yeah, I was talking about this in the first hour, and I'm just as confused as you are. I was watching the news all day today to find out, all right, what the scoop is. What's going on with the new leader? And everyone's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, think about it. Even Kim Jong-il's death is a mystery. Okay, we heard about it, let's say, in America Sunday night, right? Sunday night we heard about it, but apparently it had happened 2 days earlier. All right, they say Saturday, but that was Saturday North Korea time. So it was about 2 days earlier. And then they say it was heart attack. Now remember, North Korea, I mean, they've been very, very quiet, not the most communicative country. So I don't even know. You know, I was asking, so what do you think? You know, can you come on an interview, you know, about heart and Kim Jong-il's possible cardiac? I don't even know if he had cardiac issues. I mean, they said he might have had a stroke in the past, etc. But, you know, you saw him lately and he looks like he was in pain. He looked like he was uncomfortable. You couldn't tell if he was short of breath. I don't know. Again, remember, this is the press release. And you know, his son is even more of a mystery. They don't even know how old his son is. He was either born in 1983 or 1984. They don't know. All right. They were saying 27, but then I heard reports he was 28, so they don't know. And he's not really his firstborn. Apparently, the firstborn got in trouble when he was younger, from what I read from a couple sources online. I even got some of this from Wikipedia, where the first son got busted trying to sneak into Japan with a fake passport to go to Tokyo Disneyland. That was, I'm trying to think, Kim Jong-nam. Okay, that was him. Yet I guess the second eldest, Kim Jong-chul, was found to be too feminine, I guess, in character, they said. Yet Jong-un, who is the one that everybody's been talking about today, is supposedly, quote-unquote, most like his father. All right, so that's all we know. We know that he probably is the closest to his father in terms of likeness as everybody else. So take what you want to with that. Apparently, we didn't know much about him until he was an adult. When he went to school, I believe he went to school overseas. There was a quote-unquote older student that hung out with him a lot, probably bodyguard. You don't know. And they said he was really, really shy. Okay, you know, you're not hearing reports, oh, he was cool. But, of course, you don't know. Some people don't even know they went to school with this guy. So, you know, if you all are scratching your head trying to figure out, you know, what the future of North Korea is going to be, and then obviously subsequently future South Korea, you know, if North Korea is going to, you know, give them issues or not, I don't know. I mean, we're still kind of in duh. And that's exactly what North Korea wants. They've been very, very quiet, you know, and they were, it's funny because they were talking about in the news today. They go, what does this say of our intelligence? If the North Korean leader has been dead for 2 days, what's wrong with our intelligence? Okay, well, I look at the pictures, the glass is half, you know, full. All right, maybe he's really not even dead. Okay, now, it's so secretive. It's so kooky. It's so old world. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. You know, was he tired of going to all the events? Was he starting to look sick? So did they want to just say, look, he had a heart attack, and then he now gets to go and retire? I don't know. All right, but you're going to notice over the next couple days the intelligence of our administration well, under question over the next couple of days. The intelligence of our administration has been questioned ever since 2009. Okay, so we won't go there, though. We won't go there. But, yeah, you're going to hear more and more going, how did we not know? How did we not know? All right, if you think we're being told the, you know, honest to God, 100% truth, I think you're being naive. So as far as I'm concerned, I have absolutely no idea. I mean, remember Osama bin Laden? He was killed how many times? You know, so when they finally said they killed him this year, you know, most people's response was, didn't he die? Wasn't it kidney disease? Didn't he die years ago? So, again, what we're being told is what we're supposed to hear. Okay? That doesn't mean it's the absolute truth. It's just, you know, we've all been watching what's been going on with North Korea, and I don't know what this means. You know, but this, you know, the successor, Kim Jong-un, is young. All right? He looks kind of serious. But all we're doing is looking at his picture, trying to guess what's going on. And it doesn't matter, because if somebody gives a press release or he does a Barbara Walters interview, you still can't take it for what it is. Okay? I mean, really, what's he going to say on Barbara Walters? What's he going to say? You know, like, remember Angelina Jolie had an interview and said, no, of course, you know, I didn't cheat, you know, while Brad Pitt was married. Come on. You know, I mean, so I guess I'm just tired of watching the news for the truth. You know, I mean, where do you get the truth anymore? All right, so, like I said, take everything you hear over the next couple of days with a grain of salt, and just keep in mind, North Korea is the master of secrecy, okay? We haven't known what the hell was going on with North Korea for years. You think we're going to know what's happening now in the next couple of days? Okay, we won't. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some cool stuff. Apparently, they think UV rays or the sun could help stop chickenpox from spreading. So those kids that are still getting chickenpox or shingles, the varicella virus, same thing. Shingles is the same thing as chickenpox, except different disease, older people, but same virus. What do we do with sunlight? Pretty cool. Also, it looks like they're saying that maggots do a better job than surgeons on debriding wounds. And, of course, you know, the next media bit is going to say cheaper, of course, than surgeons. So you have a lot of surgeons going, whoa, what? What? And then we're going to talk about a Down syndrome kid who was just hugging somebody, but now in trouble for sexual assault. But a lot more to talk about. We got a lot to cram in today on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You bet I do. All right. This is Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in and staying with us. Thanks again to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, for making the show happen. We got Oatman coming, actually helping us with the dials and running the show tonight. Great show. For those of you who want Dr. Dahlia in your state, in your city, just call your station or send them an email and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to your city. This way you can listen to me even more than you do. Why would anybody want to do that? I'm sure there's somebody out there that wants to listen to more Dr. Dahlia, but of course we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. I'd love to give you guys up-to-date news, you know, like over the weekend, even though we weren't live, you know, when we heard about Kim Jong-il or whatever, we were one of the first people to tweet it. But we kind of get, we got our sources, so we get some news sometimes before other people. So it's pretty, pretty cool. Something we talked about in the previous hour, for those of you that only get me for 1 hour, I want to bring this up because this is pretty, pretty important. A lot of changes with healthcare coming. The Affordable Health Care Act has caused a lot of changes to go into play. But one thing I didn't expect to happen is apparently a medical group now is starting to impose a $350 annual fee for administrative costs. They say the, you know, practice has too many duties for the insurance company, like, doing prior auths, you know, getting referrals done, that they're not getting reimbursed for it. We never have. We don't get reimbursed for it. And so now they're turning that charge over to the patient, $350. And now, I didn't see this coming yet, because what I've been seeing is if people want their doctor to handle everything without griping, and, you know, then they get, you know, VIP service, and they do the VIP medicine or the MD VIP medicine, where I guess you pay $1,500 a year, you see the doctor. The doctor only sees a few patients a day compared to what they see now, and, you know, everything gets taken care of, and that's $1,500. Okay, but here, these are people with just regular insurance, and the medical group of St. Tech with this pays $350 annual fee for administrative costs. And if the patient's like, well, I'm not going to, then the doctor's going to be like, well, see ya. And no loss, because we're losing money anyway on seeing patients that aren't helping pay. Now, this is very frustrating, because we're already almost becoming one of these socialized systems in, you know, Canada or in Europe. And doctors are already getting into formation. Well, then we're going to have to charge, all right, to do all this extra stuff. And it's frustrating, okay? And again, when I do the show, I wear multiple hats. I'm a patient, I'm a daughter, I'm a taxpayer, but I'm also a doctor. You know, so when I first saw this, I'm like, okay, somebody has finally the guts to say, we're doing so many things for free, we're not getting reimbursed, we're paying extra staff, this is getting taxi. But here's the problem. That should be directed to the insurance company. Our anger, the repercussions should be directed to the insurance company, but they're not. Insurance companies don't pay us for calls. You know, if you skip your appointment and then call after hours to get, you know, a prescription for a bladder infection, the doctor in the olden days could possibly charge for that. Now they can't. Insurance won't pay. So doctor's like, why am I doing anything for free? Why am I doing this for free? It's actually costing money to do. So it's costing money for us to get free care. Or when we're doing the prior auth, et cetera, it's costing us money. However, okay, well then go after the insurance companies. Okay, you can't go after the patients, but the only people that the doctors can collect from are the patients. That's why this system is so screwed up. So screwed up, and the Obamacare is not going to do anything to help this situation. So as you guys are going to see more and more, the more services you want from your doctor, the more you're going to have to pay. All right, and what's really always been frustrating about this whole prior auth thing with insurance companies is you understand why that happens. The doctor wants a test. Well, the insurance company doesn't want to pay for the test. We have to prove and make a case. So we have to sometimes get on the phone for 15 minutes with the insurance company doctor, or your staff is on the phone for 45 minutes trying to work through it. So you lose money on your staff. Your patients that are sitting there in the rooms are losing time, because you have to run to the phone to try to get the authorization when they say, oh, they want to talk to a doctor. And they're doing this because they're hoping the doctor won't order the test. Okay? It's like a negative feedback. And the doctor's like, no, I need the test. All right? And we don't get paid for the test. I don't get paid for the MRIs or the mammograms. It's the radiology company. They get paid. So I'm doing all this work for somebody else to get paid. All right. Well, but Dr. Dahlia, you know, customer service, you're getting paid when the patient sees you. Well, you all know what the doctor gets paid when the patient sees a doctor. Some insurances pay $2.42. Some pay $7.42. Some pay $15. Right. And if the patient doesn't pay the copay, no, it doesn't include all the extras. So unfortunately, some of these doctor groups say, well, tell with this, I'm just going to charge a patient. If you don't like it, fine, because I'm losing money anyway. All right. That is the feeling right now. Doctors are like, I don't care if I lose the patient, because I'm losing money anyway. That is not the type of demeanor or attitude you want your doctor to have. You kind of don't want money in the equation at all. All right. That's why HMOs were such a bad idea, because doctors would discriminate. Many would discriminate against the HMO patient versus the not. Right. They did these little sting operations where somebody would call, say they had Medicaid or an HMO, right? And the doctor said, oh, 4 weeks, right? You call an hour later, oh, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield or whatever, you get in. You know, again, if the doctors are doing work for free or not making money, okay, it's a path of least resistance. But who suffers? The insurance company's not suffering. The patient is. So even though I'm a doctor and I understand why this medical group is going to start charging, you know, people for administrative costs, because I have to admit it's well deserved, I disagree with the fact that the patient is going to start getting squeezed more. Okay? You know, it's going to be a feeling later where the doctor will deign to see you. All right? I mean, it's the pendulum going back and forth. Remember going to see the doctor? The doctor was revered. Now doctors have no respect. They're not getting paid. All right? Well, things are changing. And I don't like the way the pendulum is going either. I don't like any extremes. So I don't like the doctor not having any respect. We're all bad guys. We're all trying to make money. I hate that. We all should be sued for what we do because we have a big house. No, that's not true. But the pendulum is going the other way, where you almost have to kneel to the doctor. If the doctor says, you know, you need to pay him extra administrative fees for his services, you have to pay. I don't like that idea either. Okay, patients don't need to be screwed anymore. But who's the one doing the screwing? The insurance companies. And now, of course, the government. So, and the doctor, of course, is going to look like the bad guy throughout all this. It just, it's not going the right way, and I'm so frustrated. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Going back to the insurance and covering those that have pre-existing problems, I have a child that is diabetic and was told that he would not be covered by a private insurance company for health reasons. They wouldn't cover him, that they didn't have to. I thought it was kind of a mandatory thing, and she told me that it did not kick in until 2014. Mm. If that's the case, could you clarify that for me? And I would surely appreciate it, because she told me just Friday that he could not, they wouldn't cover him. They would cover the rest of the family, but they would not cover him because he had a pre-existing factor. And this was from a major insurance company. So clarify that for me, please. Thank you.
Great question. Great comment. She's actually right. One of the very few good things, very few, I might stress, of the Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare is an insurance company can't exclude you for pre-existing. Look, you have a child with diabetes. You know, you're paying insurance premiums, cover every disease. Okay, don't pick and choose. But unfortunately, that won't go into 2014. Most insurance companies are going to milk it to the end. December 31st, 2013, they're going to, because it's expensive. Obviously, a pre-existing condition costs them money. They want healthy people, right? They need healthy people to pay for people that aren't healthy, so it covers the expenses. So unfortunately, she's right. However, you may find a couple insurance companies that are already starting to make the changes early. And there may be some that are going to cover the pre-existing conditions or group insurance, I think. But unfortunately, the deadline is December 31st, 2013. But it's frustrating because, you know, pre-existing conditions, that's what costs the insurance companies a lot of money, and that's why they've been excluding them all the time. So like I said, the one good thing about Obamacare is at least if you have had cancer, etc., and you're getting insurance, of course. I mean, that's what's been so stupid. Cover the patient for what they need. The only problem is then the insurance company is going to want to improve their bottom line, and then how are they going to turn the squeeze on everybody else? That's what I'm really nervous about seeing coming up. And again, this was something that should have been done with the insurance company, but it should have been done one step at a time. We should have made the mandate happen immediately, like within a month or two, but then see what the ramifications were. Not have all these rules kicking into 2014, because there could be an absolute collapse. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning.
right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974. The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN. Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could follow us on Facebook as well. All right, we were just absolutely horrified by this woman who was killed in the elevator. You heard about this. This was in New York. Jerome Isaac of Brooklyn was arrested this weekend on murder and arson charges in the death of 73-year-old Dolores Gillespie. And from what we understand is he was angry that she owed him $2,000. So he dressed up as an exterminator, waited for her to come off on the fifth floor, and as the door opened, he sprayed her with flammable liquid, and then threw a Molotov cocktail at her, and she, burned to death. Now, apparently, he has now been arraigned, no bail, from what I understand, and, I mean, you see him right next to his defense attorney with all these burns on his face. He got burned, too. Okay, you know what? He's going to try to pretend it wasn't him. So just absolutely frightening. All right, however, remember there was a teenage boy in California who killed a 15-year-old gay middle school classmate? Well, this teenager was sentenced to 21 years in jail. He had claimed that the 15-year-old gay middle school classmate had made advances to him, but nevertheless, I mean, really, and yet to kill him, really? All right. So anyway, sentenced to 21 years in California State Prison with no reduction for good behavior, although he was credited 4 years served. Why isn't it life still? I still don't understand. I mean, he killed a kid. Oh, probably because he was underage at the time. He was 14. I still think that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. If a teenager is that sick to kill another teenager, they're gonna be normal when they're adults, really? All right. Well, that's what's going on there. Okay. Another thing that was weird is the whole maggot study. You guys heard about this maggot study? Okay. Oh, doctors are probably ticked with this one. Okay. What they did is they blindfolded, you know, a bunch of people. Okay. They had diabetic ulcers, gave some of them maggots, and some of them had surgical debridement. Now, and then some, I guess, had nothing done. All right. Except some placebo type of control. And the people that got, I guess, control or surgical debridement thought they felt creepy crawlies, but they didn't, okay? Now, what's this whole debridement thing, okay? Whenever you have a necrotic ulcer or a diabetic ulcer, you have dead tissue. Well, in order to heal, you got to get the dead tissue off. They're like, you know, when you damage a nail and it's damaged so much, you just have to take the nail off. You got to get the damaged tissue. Well, a lot of people that, let's say, are homeless and alcoholics and diabetic and have these diabetic diabetic foots. We look at it as diabetic foot, so plural is diabetic foot. All right, I know it's feet, I know. But when I was in training, I'd go into room whatever, 8, you know, and I'd walk in, and you'd see a man there. He had been homeless, and the cops had picked him up because he had been unconscious. And you see him there with maggots on his feet. So I'm like, okay, I'll go get a bucket of water, I'll go get, you know, gloves up, I'll get gowned. And, you know, my senior officer would say, no, let the maggots do the work. They're actually, you know, helping us do our job. Let the maggots do the work. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's maggots. It's maggots. And you're seeing more and more studies come up say maggots are doing a pretty damn good job. Well, in fact, this latest study from France said that the maggots did such a good job that they even debrided better than the surgeons and quicker. So, okay, what does this mean? Well, you know, there's a lot of different types of debridement you could do. There's biofilm reduction and extracellular matrix components and these creams you could do. Actually, the maggots do something very similar to some of the topical treatments we use. There's a variety of ways to debride. You could surgically debride where you cut everything off, but then you also need the tissue to reheal. And debridement, it's a fun topic. I should probably one day spend some significant amount of time on how the skin regrows, etc. But apparently they think that maggots help do exactly what a lot of our medicines do. Like we have something called Duoderm that we use on our ulcers to help regrow and cellulize get the cellulose kind of stimulated. Well, they believe maggots do the same thing. Okay, if not cheaper. Now, I am not ready to tell people to go and, you know, stick their diabetic foot ulcer in a bucket full of maggots. I just don't like that idea. It just drives me crazy. You know, I mean, maggots carry disease too, don't they? All right, don't they carry, like, but you know what they did in this treatment? They said twice weekly maggot therapy was administered in a bag containing 80 sterile Lucilia sericata maggots. How do you have a sterile maggot? If you sterilize a maggot, it dies. Okay, really? If you're sterilizing a maggot, then you're autoclaving it and it dies. So I don't really get how they could sterilize. And they access the wound through a polyvinyl alcohol membrane. All right, I don't even want to talk about this. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so anyway, maggots, just be careful. We don't know where Obamacare is going if it's cheaper, right? That may be in the works for us later. I mean, look, I get it. Okay, it's a cool story, all right? I think, yeah, leeches and maggot therapy, I think it's cool, all right? But it's not something that is really going to be practically wanted, okay? I really think we as a whole, as Americans, are just a little bit spoiled. And I really don't see us going, look, to save money, we'll go with this. You know, I really don't see that. I don't. But this is what's frustrating. The pendulum. We keep talking about the pendulum swinging. We're very, very spoiled. Okay, we want to get our MRI. We want to get it now. We want to see our doctor. We want to see him now. Right? Right? I want my money and I want it now. Right? You know, like that commercial. We're very spoiled. So if they're going to try to do healthcare for all, which again, I mean, I think it's nice. I want everybody to have healthcare. I hate seeing people not have healthcare. I mean, but then it's going to have to be a very, very inexpensive healthcare. I mean, unless you tax the heck out of everybody. And we talked about this with the Occupy, Wall Street movement, the Occupy movement. Okay. You know, one thing that I think instituted that was I think a lot of young people, and probably middle-aged people realize, okay, wait a second. If we're going to have to now pay for health care, we're going to now pay for all this, whoa, let's get rich people to pay. And, that's not how it works. If you want health care for all, then you need to pledge and you need to commit to helping pay. One-third of Americans don't pay. Right? So no, but we need the greedy Wall Street. Okay, those are great sound bites, great adjectives. Yes, we're seeing, companies go bankrupt, yet the chiefs and executives are making millions in bonuses. Yes, we're seeing that. I think it's ridiculous. I'm with you on that. All right? But remember, these guys on Wall Street aren't going to pay your share. Okay, if you agree with a lot of the liberal ideologies and you think things should be paid for and things should be entitled to people, then you better be prepared that you have to help pay. Oh, no, I want the one with the freebie stuff. Well, it's not going to happen. You know, you guys all saw that Time magazine cover, right? Time magazine now is idolizing the protester, right? They got to be the front page of the cover. Well, over the weekend, the identity of the cover of the woman on the cover was disclosed. We all thought that she was somebody in Libya or Egypt. No, it wasn't. It was Sarah Mason, 25 years old, wearing a mask at the Occupy LA movement. Okay? So I don't know what her nationality is or whatever, but she was an American, and she had a yellow bobble hat, and she wore a scarf that said 99%. They took off the 99%, and they made a cover out of her. And again, you know, if people want to glorify the protester, like I said, I'm for freedom of speech. I just think the way the Occupy movement is going and what the continued movement is trying to say is I think it's trying to get a lot of liberals out of paying for a lot of the social programs they want. And I think this is getting a little ridiculous. Okay? So, cause whoever you think was rich isn't rich anymore. All right? I mean, these people making $250,000. I'm telling you right now, they're probably not making it. All right? And then whoever's left, no, you can't tax them to the gill to pay for health care for all. This is going to be very expensive. Nobody understands this. I think the people that understand how scary it's going to be are the people that are on Medicare or the people that take multiple medications and know how much money they have to spend per month. But I think a lot of the healthy people that are like, yeah, let's do it, but I don't want to pay. I don't think they have a clue. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
People are grumpy, aren't they? Are they? Thank you for joining us. This is Dr. Dahlia. All right, so I guess a geography teacher in Florida got upset at McDonald's and decided to throw a hash brown and the meal at the manager. Of course, the hash brown was hot. I don't know what damages occurred or what injuries occurred by the manager, but Simone Palo Sierra, 39 years old, ordered $20 of breakfast items, got ticked off at something, and decided to throw the food at the manager, and now she's been arrested. I got to tell you, I used to work drive-through fast food. It stunk because it would get really, really cold, and you had to wear the outfit, and you couldn't wear a jacket. They didn't have jackets then as part of the uniform, so you would just totally freeze, and you weren't allowed to wear an outside jacket because you had to wear the uniform, and I hated it. And you had to keep the window open, right, because it was, like, broken, and you didn't have the opening door. It was very frustrating when I worked fast food. And, I got people mad all the time, but nobody ever tried to throw anything at me. Can you imagine somebody getting ticked and throwing, like, the coffee back at you? I tell you, people are crazy. Just absolutely crazy. All right, let's talk about this, about UV rays could possibly help stop chickenpox and maybe even shingles. Now, remember, the virus responsible for chickenpox and shingles is varicella, the varicella virus, okay? And it starts out as chickenpox, usually happens in, from what I understand, I think more like the winter and, you know, the more colder times of the year, winter and spring. And this is interesting. I got this report in front of me here. And they found that, well, really quick, with the chickenpox, you start to get the lesions, the little vesicles, blisters on your chest, and then it goes, up and down your body. You kids get fever and their runny nose, et cetera. We aren't seeing much of it. You know, many, many students now, medical students, aren't even seeing chickenpox anymore because kids are being vaccinated, right? Except for the moms that are trying to get their kids chickenpox naturally and have them go to pox parties, et cetera. But we're not seeing, you know, many people aren't seeing chickenpox anymore because of this, but you are seeing it in other countries. Well, they're finding that UV light, maybe sunlight, can actually help chickenpox from being spread because they usually see less chickenpox in, of course, in the summer, right? Usually see it more in the wintertime. Now, my guess, though, is the reason why you see it more in the wintertime is lots of kids have coughs and colds, and chickenpox is very easily spread airborne. So maybe during the winter, they're coughing and, you know, they're cuddling up, et cetera. Whereas in the summer, everyone's out in the pool. You got the chlorine, you got the bleach, you know. But they think there's a relationship to that. Also, they're finding it happens more frequently in colder countries as opposed to the tropics. Okay, now, if they've noticed that UV light affects varicella, then it should also help with shingles. Because remember, shingles is your chickenpox that decided to quiesce in a nerve in your body and then decides to come out when you're stressed as an adult later in life. All right, and it's very painful. It feels like a bite. You get multiple vesicles, and it's very annoying for some. And for some people, you have pain for life. So if they figure this out with UV light and UV rays, again, sun, you know, I mean, sun does have more to it than just vitamin D. But again, remember, melanoma is the fifth top cancer in America. And so we got to watch out for it. But it'd be nice to see. Now, if the UV rays don't attack the varicella, we'll know this because it doesn't help with zoster. You see, I mean, if it helps with chickenpox, I'm going to think, you know what, there may be something else to this. But if it also helps later with shingles or zoster, which is the same virus, then that's cool because now we can do UV therapy. And there is UV therapy. Doctors do UV therapy, like dermatologists will do UV therapy, for psoriasis. Now, a lot of you know that UV therapy because you see your wives or those of you ladies, when you get your nails done, you stick your light under the UV rays. That's UV therapy. All right, that's UV therapy. That's why you don't see as much psoriasis on women's hands, especially if they go, you know, and get their nails done. I had one woman, though, she actually got, like, sunburned from one of those things. Don't ask why. But for the most part, they're okay. And so it's going to be interesting because, you know, shingles, thank God we have the vaccine. But still, shingles affects many of our population, especially our older population. So if they can figure something out, I am really, really excited about that. Okay, also in the news, scary for those of us with teenagers, group sex is the latest trend for teenagers. We're talking group orgy type stuff. And they said the average child that is engaged in something like that is about 15 and a half. I know, 15 and a half. And so we've talked about this. We talked about this on the previous hour. We've talked about kids and sex. And, you know, it's not the child who, you know, is going out on a Saturday night on a date. You know, kids are having sex before school, after school, et cetera. But another thing we need to realize, too, is, you know, these kids don't start out the evening thinking this is what they're going to do, especially the girls. They're like, Mom, I'm going to go to the football game with Michelle. Okay, you're going to the football game with Michelle. That's fine. Okay. Be back soon. Be back by this time. All right. Well, the game turns into the tailgate party, and then it turns into another party. And then I guess they're passing drugs. But they say the majority of these girls that are actually involved in these are coerced or threatened or forced. So your daughter or granddaughter, it's not that she's horny and she's into weird sex. She doesn't know. They're 15. They barely even know about puberty. But they're being coerced or threatened, considered raped, actually. And what happens is they're given alcohol, they're given drugs, and then they just go with the flow. And it's very, very scary stuff. And we talked about this on the previous hour. My recommendation to anybody is to have your teenage daughter looked at by her doctor. It doesn't necessarily have to be a gynecological exam if she's a virgin. But, you know, don't be naive. Okay, some of us doctors can figure things out a little bit more. Because even my kid, you know, the very first time my kid lied to me, I believed him. I still believe him when he lies. I mean, you know, he's my baby. You know, I have two boys. The younger one, I just assume everything he says is a lie. But my older boy, you know, I mean, he's supposed to be the good kid. And he's lying to me, too. So now I'm starting to be a little distrustful. But listen, a doctor can be a little bit more objective. And the other thing I brought up earlier this show that I want to bring up on this particular hour, I don't like to repeat myself, but I know many of you are listening to different shows. This is crucial. If your daughter, let's say, is being sexually active, okay, and there's issues, she may center it in terms of pain, somatic symptoms. So she may say, Mom, I'm a virgin, you know, but gosh, I'm having more cramps. Or gosh, I'm having, you know, and I see a lot of women, they blow off gynecological issues with their daughter, saying, oh, well, you know, she just had cramps. You know, we all had cramps, and her cramps got worse. Well, if the cramps are getting worse, don't you think you should take her to the doctor? Why not? Just to get checked, okay? You know, moms always go, will you be able to tell us if she's a virgin? Well, sometimes it's difficult. In some states, you know, these girls have privacy, and, you know, you don't tell the parent. In some states, you can. But my recommendation is let the girl at least talk to the doctor, okay? Then the doctor could decide if we need to do STD testing. Maybe the doctor could decide. Maybe the doctor could help establish a forum such that she'll be able to talk to mom or talk to dad. But I think for those of you who think your daughter's a virgin, you need to get your head out of the sand. Now, I know there's a lot of religious girls. We take care of a lot of Catholics and Christians and Jews and Mormons. And, you know, I believe them that they're virgins. I believe them. You know, they go to church. They're not going to the games on Saturday night. They're going to Bible study. All right. Mom drops them off, hangs out with them. I believe them. I believe them. I really do. But for the rest of you guys, if you have just one inkling of a thought, well, you know, I mean, get them checked. You have to. You know, another study we talked about is how, this was in Italy, interesting study that came out today, where in Italy they found metabolites of drugs in the air. So wherever these, you know, drug crack houses were, et cetera, or warehouses or farms of marijuana, they noticed that the air had higher metabolites, or where people did drugs more. So they're thinking maybe they could work with, you know, CSI and, you know, figure out, okay, well, we could test the air, and then wherever the air has higher metabolites of cocaine and cannabis and, you know, marijuana, then we could direct our efforts there. Well, interesting, cool concept, but, you know, then you're also wondering, okay, you know, I'd start with the school. You know, I would start with the bleachers, honestly, really. Yeah, and I want to say this, just drug test your kids. Okay, I think randomly drug test all your kids. I don't care. Now, I know they were saying these metabolites are in the air. It shouldn't be enough for your kid to turn positive for drugs. Usually to turn positive, you have to do them. But just if I could give you any advice, assume your kid is having sex and just check your kids for drugs. And you'd be surprised how they may actually be being drugged and coerced to doing things they shouldn't. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, I will talk to you tomorrow. You all take care.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.